Check it out.
You're listening to The Hangout on Radio Java.
Shalom, shenavandigan aziz. Welcome to this month's episode of The Hangout right here on Radio Javon. This is where we take a quick break from the music and talk about stuff that you may be thinking about. First of all, I just want to wish you a very happy 2014. Hopefully, you're accomplishing those goals you've set out, or at least starting. Now, I have a question for you. I want to know what your thoughts are about DJing. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because I'm noticing that a lot more of us are starting to DJ. It's getting really popular, especially amongst us Persians. Now, what are your thoughts on it? Do you think it's a good job to have? Do you think you could make it your profession? Or no, you look down upon it. It's a joke. It's a hobby. You've always been interested in doing it, but you're scared your mom and dad may not accept it because you're supposed to be a lawyer or a doctor. Bayad muafaq bashi. But here's my problem right here. I think in our culture, muafaq shodan doesn't really mean successful. It means being successful in a certain way. And I disagree with that. And I want to take this time, if you're curious in becoming a DJ, to show you what it's really like. So it's only right that I take the Radio Javon DJs out of the DJ booth and into the Radio Javon studios and have a chat with them and break down what's it really like to be a professional DJ. Welcome to So You Wanna Be a DJ on The Hangout right here on Radio Javon. خیلی مردین.
You are listening to
the official talk show of Radio Javon.
Alright, so it wouldn't be right to talk about DJs on The Hangout if we didn't have our own Radio Javon DJs inside the studio. I'll let you guys introduce yourself.
What's up, man? This is DJ Al from The Ambex Show. I got my friend over here. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. It's DJ Mohsen from Mohsen's
wow,
house.
Wow, DJ Mohsen. Round of applause.
I can't believe you're in the studio. You know, you're a very hard man to get.
Thanks for inviting me, man.
You are so welcome. All right, so real quick, just tell everyone, you know, how long have you been DJing for?
DJ Al, go for it.
Man, I've been doing this for 10 years, as I've said in the previous shows too, and it's been a great journey, and I've been having a great time doing it. But this man over here started DJing when I probably wasn't even born. DJ John, how long?
I started in 1985, so this summer is 28 years.
من اون موقع فکر کنم فکر منم نبودن
دیگه. Actually 28 and a half years. ولی خب یه خب شما به دنیا نیومده بودین. Definitely.
And don't we have a big thing going on Mohsen's house real soon, right?
Yes, definitely. The anniversary is coming up. 4-year anniversary. This next podcast, February.
Damn, where did the time go? And DJ Algis, you had your anniversary, right?
Yes, I did. January was my 4th-year anniversary. We actually both started doing it together. So, 4 years on Radio Javon.
Wow.
Honestly, it's an honor being part of this RJ family.
خیلی مردی. Well, this is my 3rd episode anniversary. Hopefully, we can make it a 4th. But, you know, when I thought of this topic, there's a lot of people, especially that listen to your guys' show, love DJ Al, love DJ Mohs, and like, آره, کاراشون خیلی خوبه and whatnot. And a lot of people, you know, they want to be DJs. A lot of people have aspirations to be DJs. Now, a lot of people like the idea, but they're scared of it. So I want to know from you, what made you decide you wanted to be a DJ?
I mean, for me, the story is kind of long, but I'm going to cut it short and just kind of give you the gist of it. But the first time I was ever introduced to a DJ system was at UCSD back in 2003 with my friends John and Kayvon, and I was left on stage alone, and basically I was told to play music when there's like 400 or 500 people in front of me, and the music ended up stopping because I popped a fuse because I was going too loud on the system, and I got booed off the stage.
Wow.
And people were throwing stuff at me, and so that's when everything kind of sparked, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna have to do something to recover from this. And I played توی زمونه اون موقع آهنگ تازه اومده بود بیرون. It was like the hottest song out there. So I played that. I started with that when they got the power back up and running and people started screaming. And literally that's when everything sparked for me. And I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome and I want to do this. So then I started taking it from there. I'm actually really curious to know DJ Molson's story and how he started, because I don't think I've ever really heard that side of it.
Honestly, I haven't either. Like, what equipment were you using? What type of music was there when it first started? Let's hear the origins of DJ Molson.
How did you decide to become a DJ?
Oh my God. Before I started, I used to go to a lot of clubs here in San Diego, and I always wondered, like, how is the DJ changing the music? I remember I was standing behind the DJ booth with two turntables, and I was just watching the DJ. And then before I started in San Diego, there was another DJ called Ali Pur Hosseini, used to be going by DJ Ali. And so he was going to retire, and then he just said, do you want to do this? And I started just picking it up.
Wow.
It was difficult because back then there was no CD players, there was no computers, there was no Serato.
What?
It was just straight turntables for the American music, and all the Persian music, believe it or not, was on tapes, cassette.
So you DJ'd on tapes?
Yes. Dude,
and
it's DJ crazy.
Al has seen it
I've
too.
I've seen videos of him DJing with tape. It's crazy. Not only mixing with tape, though, I mean, that's already hard as is, but he was the first Persian DJ that took Persian mixing to a whole other level, where there you hear, like, you know, beats just coming out of nowhere and just, like, music just mixing into it, and, like, and then, like, there's, like, tape, like, turntables, like, he's playing, like, the American music, like, the disco music back then on turntables, and that Persian music, like,
wow.
So that way, when he presses play, it's on cue. So, I mean, literally, this guy is...
It was difficult. Yeah. It was very challenging. It was a lot of time-consuming, actually, because you had to prepare. But right now, everything is ready. It's in the computer. You just type up the song, and it just pops up. But back then, we had to do a lot of preparations before we go do a show, like Al said.
Now we just show up with the memory stick.
Exactly. Or actually, man, Hanus, just with CDs, because I'm just comfortable with the CDs.
Yo, how would you scratch on tapes? What if, like, would the film
come out? You don't. Like, oh, no. You didn't have too many options with tape, I don't think.
No,
I think all you had was... play and pause. I mean, once you hit play, دیگه زدنش با خودت بود. آهنگ میکس شدن با خدا.
Man, two boom boxes in a mixer. You know what I'm saying?
And the old school mixer from Radio Shack.
Everyone sees the fun side of DJing. Not too many people realize that it's actually really hard. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes of DJing. So both of you guys, I want to break down, what's some of the biggest challenges you guys have to deal with as DJs in business, mixing, whatever? Break it down.
I'm just going to start answering questions before Molson points at me and says, you go first. But here's the deal. For me, a couple of the hardest things I've had to deal with. Dude, first of all, once you start DJing in a professional setting and it's like your job, it's your full-time job, you gotta say goodbye to a lot of things. Hanging out with friends and stuff like that, a lot of it goes out the window, because you just have to constantly be up to date with your music and see what's out there, and constantly got to be hustling your way into the bigger things, because the bigger things don't just come to you. You have to go after them. And I strongly suggest that to any DJ out there. Don't sit at home thinking that opportunities are going to come to you. The only way you're going to get opportunities is if you actually go after them. Having a girlfriend. Jesus, help you having a girlfriend as a professional DJ. Because it's just so difficult, man. I mean, it's just really hard to manage your time and explaining to your girlfriend all the time, where are you going to be at this weekend? Babe, I'm sorry, I cannot hang out with you. I mean, it's hard, man. That's one of the other things. Another thing that actually I was thinking about myself is that a lot of people take it the wrong way. Yes, DJing is a cool job to have. It's like, it sounds very exciting and fun and all that good stuff, but A, the amount of time and the energy that goes behind it is ridiculous. I mean, people that think we are always at parties and we're having a good time, negative.
Now, I want to touch on something. خب شغل DJ توی جمعیت ایرانی, it's weird. It has a love and hate relationship. It's different in the American scene where DJing is known, accepted, and whatnot. But in the Persian scene, there is a love. People love the DJ. He is a superstar. But at the same time, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is kind of looked down upon. And, you know, it's not viewed as a normal or kind of okay type of show. Like, I'm pretty sure your parents wouldn't be okay saying, "Mama and Baba, man, become DJ Besham." They'd be like, "Yani chi? You need to be a lawyer. You need to be a doctor." It is what it is. It's unfortunate. So what I want to know is, what were your parents' reactions when you told them that you wanted to be a DJ?
My mom said that, "Pesaram miri qati mavad furusha mishi, qati mashrub khora mishi, qati ganga mishi," because she didn't have a clear understanding of what I was trying to do with DJing. For me, DJing clubs wasn't my main focus. I always DJed because I truly have a lot of passion for like mixing music and the art behind it, than anything else. So for me, that was kind of like the hardest thing. But, you know, eventually I explained to her and she understood. My mom understood, my dad understood, and they're like, "Okay, cool, as long as it doesn't take over your life and take you away from school and doing other things and keeping it on the side." I've been trying to keep it on the side, but man, it's kind of been taking over my life, you know. But eventually, definitely, I'm still trying to finish up school as well, because at the end of the day, you have to have a degree.
I feel you having a degree is very, very important. But do you feel like you are on the wrong path right now?
No, because honestly, because I love doing what I do, and I've tried to do the best that I can at it. For me, I never DJ to be cool, to be famous, to have girlfriends, to have more friends, or for the money.
Glad to see you don't have any doubts, my brother. And DJ Mosen, my goodness, I am dying to know what your parents thought when you told them you wanted to be a DJ.
Well, actually, I didn't tell them. They found out. But then I was going to school back then. I was going to San Diego State. And then I graduated in 1991.
Ah, so degree. You're an educated man.
I got 2 degrees from San Diego State.
Not one, but two. Did you know that? Degrees. I knew that.
So first degree got in 1991. I was going to go to physical therapy school. But this business just picked up like crazy all of a sudden. So I said, you know what? Okay, let me do this. Let me follow it and see where it takes me. And it's been going forward ever since. Believe it or not, I always tell Al, after all these years, I still love what I do. I go crazy when I go behind the equipment. I mean, it's just, it's hard to explain. They heard from others.
They,
and got, then, yeah.
They know people that know people.
Yeah, were exactly. They like, "Mosen John, high five, I saw you at the club." Hey, you mad at it.
My mom has seen me. I'll remember.
When, yeah, that was cute. I remember that day.
The Balboa Park, actually, we do a event once a year, just for the community, because we love to give back. They've supported us all these years.
We don't do weddings for free though.
Yes, exactly. And but we always like to give back, and my mom saw me once or twice. My dad saw me once, and then after that
he's like, never again.
So that's what you do. So obviously in the Persian community it's called being a motreb. That's what a lot of people call it. Ooh. But
he got down to it.
Yeah, no, seriously, and that's what it is.
That's what we want to address.
That's what it is. But I mean, like I said, I love what I do. Al loves what he does. And to this day, I've never drank. I've never smoked. I've never done anything. And same with Al. And my mom asked me this question. So you've been doing this for all these years. You're telling me you never drank? No.
Yeah, dude, my mom still can't believe it up to this day, man. I come home at like 4 or 5 in the morning a lot of times, and she's just like, she knows. She knows I don't drink to get like, you know, sometimes she would still ask me like, "Hey, you're still like okay? Like you're not doing anything weird?" I'm like, "No, mom, I swear I don't." And that's what's, to kind of go backwards real quick, and the key to success in this business for me, I can literally write this on paper and sign it, that my key to success has been not getting myself involved into the wrong crowd, as far as people that just shouldn't associate yourself with.
Is it easy DJing to get into the wrong crowd?
Dude, it's so easy, man. I've gotten drugs handed to me before, like literally like DJing behind the turntables at the club, and I've had somebody come high five me and hand me like drugs, thinking that I do it, you know, like, "Oh, but like literally I've gotten drugs handed to me. What they did to club, how many shots people bring every time we, I mean, for you too, like it's just funny, it's so funny, man. That one time, all the other times too, you know, people always hand us alcohol, people always hand us drugs, things like that. but you have to be strong enough and say no to it. And literally just turn around, put it on the side, and not do it.
That is a very good statement, sir, and I am proud to say that I don't think I've ever seen you do anything, you know, to put your career in jeopardy across those lines. And, you know, that's for all aspects of the entertainment industry, whether you want to be a singer, DJ, actor. Putting yourself in harm's way with drugs and alcohol, you will ruin your career one way or the other. So the best way is just to stay away from it. Now, a lot of parents do fear that happening to their child, but do you think that is the only reason why parents wouldn't like their children DJing?
Entertainment has always been a hit or miss with Persians. Like, let's say if you're a singer, bet migan motrebi, ya bet migan dokhtarbazi, because you end up having a fan base, and your fans will always show you love, and they'll always come up to you and say hi to you, take pictures with you and stuff like that. And some people take that the wrong way. They will say, oh, yaru dombalish, like there's all these girls around him all the time. But mm-hmm. you know, it's not at the end of the day, it's up to us and where we draw the line and say, okay, this is what we're gonna be with our fans. Like, hello, how you doing? Take a picture, have a great night, blah blah blah. Or hey, come hang out with me after the fact. You know, for the most part, I don't know about most end, but for the most part, I've tried to just keep it as, hey, we met, how you doing? Pleasure meeting you, have a great night. Just because, again, it's a small community. So all it takes for you to do one wrong thing, and it will spread like it's nothing. And everybody's gonna know that. So parents, I think that our parents don't want to accept us doing that, because خب نمیخواد بچه‌شون به عنوان بیا برو باشه یا have a bad reputation. I mean, it all comes down to that, man. And so far, I've been very happy to be able to not let my mother down and my father. They still هنوز آبرو دارن براشون. Same thing with DJs. So I think that's what it is, man. It's real simple.
That's what's up. Well, my next question for you is about the haters. That's right. Both of you have them. Now, I feel like once you reach a certain level of success, you're going to have haters. It just shows you're doing something right. And the cool thing about Radio Javon is, on our shows, we truly get to see what people think about them. Ya khub bud, ya bad bud, iftizah, jafari, all that good stuff. But sometimes people leave really, really nasty comments. When you see them, do you ever feel a need to defend yourself?
There have been many, many times, but I usually don't. I don't talk, I let my work talk. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way. از خودم هیچ وقت تعریف نکردم. I let the public do it. If I'm bad, then obviously everybody's gonna say, you know, he was a bad DJ, he didn't do a good job. So there is nothing you can do about haters. Unfortunately, it's in everything. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's gonna go down. Hopefully people appreciate the talent mm-hmm. that all the DJs have, upcoming DJs or whatever. One thing I have to say about all the upcoming DJs is never forget to be humble.
Yes.
Like I said, this is not brain surgery. Aslan. And just make sure you're always humble. Hawaii fanato hamishe dashte bashi. I'll do my best to answer every single email or comment, positive comment, even negative comments. If you have something negative to say, that's no problem. That's your opinion. Mm-hmm. If I can answer your questions or comment, great. If not, then what can I do?
That's true, and it's crazy. Social media and the internet itself has really changed the way the Persian entertainment industry works. Music gets distributed differently. Even this concept of Persian mixing has evolved from when you guys have started.
Back then, I think that for you to listen to Persian mixes, I remember like on Kazaa and stuff like that, there would be like these mixes where they would be like 10 minutes long. And that's all you would get. You know, so when Radio Javon came around and started doing these mixes, I think that it's been such a great tool, because people now get to listen to music for like an hour nonstop. There's energy. There's a flow to it. I remember before I got on Radio Javon myself, I used to listen to like DJ Tabo's mixes, because he plays Persian music in his mixes, and I used to love it, man. I used to always just pop those in my car or whatever, because it was an hour of good music. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do. We try to deliver good music. Mm-hmm. And good music to the ones that like to listen to nonstop music for like an hour. You have a long drive, you're going to work. And how it helped us, I gotta tell you, man, it definitely took us to a whole other level when it comes to Persian music and Persian clientele and Persian events. Mm-hmm. Because it was so much harder to get yourself into different cities. Like, I remember before Radio Javelin came around, I used to do a lot of events like in DC and Houston, things like that. And it was always just based on connections, like people that I knew from the past. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Hesam or like Amir, like, bring me out to, let's say, DC or Houston. And that's all there was. I mean, you couldn't do it constantly. But ever since Radio Javelin came around, they started doing their events too and started flying out some of their DJs. Now we're in different cities more. Mm-hmm. And we actually get hit up from people that are there to do their private events. Mm-hmm. So that being said, it's been a great help, man. It's been amazing, and hopefully this will continue on growing, and so we can grow together, all of us. You know, Radio Javelin, Mohsen, DJ Taba, DJ Delbar, DJ Moin. Man, the list goes on and on and on. I just want all of us to grow together.
Very nice. I think the most important thing to take away here is being a team player and being a good teammate is essential in the entertainment industry. You need to support your fellow DJs or your fellow singers or your fellow producers. That's the only way you're going to survive. When I grow, you grow, and vice versa. Now, my last question for both of you is, there's this person. Doesn't matter how old, doesn't matter if they're a boy or a girl. It's their lifelong dream to be a DJ, but they're scared. They don't know where to start. They really haven't told their friends yet because they're a little bit embarrassed. They don't know what type of equipment to get, and they really don't know how to break it to their parents. What advice would you give them so they can start on the path of being a successful professional DJ?
I think that the best thing to do, because I get a lot of people that always ask me like, hey man, I want to start DJing. How do I do this? How do I do that? Or even some parents have asked me like, hey, my son wants to DJ or my daughter wants to DJ. And as you know, I've actually trained a couple DJs that now work with my company. They're pretty much booked every weekend. The best advice I've always given them is A, if you're going to do this because of the money or for you to be famous and for you to have more girlfriends and have more friends and be cool, don't do it. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do it because you simply love DJing and music and mixing and the art behind it, then absolutely do it. And the first step that I always tell everybody, most, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that get your music together. Know what you have on your computer. Clean up your library. Organize it. Put all your Persian music in one folder. Put all your non-Persian music in one folder. Put the slower songs in one folder. I mean, being organized is also another major key as a DJ that you need to be organized. If you're not organized, if you don't know what you have in your computer and your music selection, how do you expect to deliver a good mixing show or a show or an event? Because you don't know what you have. So I think the best thing to do is build your music library. As soon as you build it, then you start realizing what goes with what song goes with what song. And the way to do that is obviously you would have to deal with the mixing equipment. I would strongly suggest DJs to stay away from virtual DJ and softwares like that.
What equipment as a starting DJ should you use to get on your level?
I've always bought the best equipment. And to me, the best equipment which is used in every single club is Pioneer. And if you're serious about it, go for it. And like Al said, don't do it just because just do it because you love to do this. And like I said, I still love what I do. Mm-hmm. And I still definitely prepare before every single show just to make sure that this is it. This is what needs to be done.
I would save up a little bit and get like a lower end CDJ. You don't have to get the 2000, the newest one, or whatever the case might be. You could always go with a little bit more inexpensive ones. That doesn't mean they're cheap. They're inexpensive. They're just...
They'll do the job.
They'll definitely do the job. I mean, I would really look into CDJs. Mixer, it doesn't really matter what kind of mixer you have. Something that has two faders, volume up and down, knobs, you're good. But I would strongly stay away from like the virtual DJs and stuff like that, because when you try to take it to the next level, the people that are up top, the people that are gonna predict whether you're gonna be DJing at this event or not, those are the guys that are not gonna take you seriously. If you want to be taken seriously, you need to be presented behind a nice, decent, standard DJ equipment.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the Hangout. واقعاً خیلی 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 مالدین. Keep killing it on your podcast on Radio Javon, and hopefully this satisfied your curiosity of being a professional DJ. Now, personally, what I wanted you to walk away from this is, yes, I'll say Amish. Kid, pursue whatever it is you desire to pursue, and don't be afraid of what other people think. Don't be a doctor, lawyer, or engineer because you think it's noble. Do it because you want to. You will be 20 times more successful doing whatever it is you love to do. And I feel when our culture, and it does happen at times, break away from these barriers, achieve greatness. Don't forget, the next best actor could be you. The next best singer could be you. The next best writer could be you. And of course, the next best doctor, lawyer, engineer could be you, as long as you're passionate about it. Remember, find something that you love, and I promise you, there will be someone that will pay you for it. I'll see you next time on The Hangout with me, Pandar, and Radio Javon. خیلی مردی.